Have you ever heard of the Sargasso Sea back on old Earth? I thought not. Well, it's an area of the Atlantic, that's the ocean, to the east of the CAS, in which drifting objects, weeds, abandoned ships, accumulate because of circulating currents. I like to think of the Trojan points as twin Sargassos of space. They're the most densely populated regions of the solar system, though you wouldn't realize it if you were actually there. If you were standing on one Trojan, you'd be very lucky if you could see another with the naked eye. Why are the Trojans important? I'm so glad you asked me that. Quite apart from their scientific interest, they're major weapons in the armory of Jove. Every so often, one of them gets pulled out of place by the united fields of Saturn and Uranus and Neptune and goes wandering sunward. And occasionally one of them crashes into us. That's how the Hellas Basin was made. Or even the Earth. This sort of thing was happening all the time in the early days of the solar system, when the debris left over from planet building was still floating around. Most of it's gone now, luckily for us, but there's plenty left. Not all of it in the Trojan clouds. There are rogue asteroids that go all the way out to Neptune. Any one could be a potential danger. Now, until this century, there was nothing, absolutely nothing, that the human race could do about this danger. And most people, even if they knew about it, didn't give a damn. They felt that there were more important problems to worry about, and of course, they were right. But a wise man takes out insurance against even very unlikely events, as long as the premium isn't too high. The Space Guard survey has been running on a very modest budget for almost half a century. We now know that there's a high probability of at least one catastrophic impact on Earth, Moon, or Mars during the next 1,000 years. Should we just sit and wait for it? Surely not. Now that we have the technology to protect ourselves, at least we can make plans that can be put into action if, no, when there's an imminent danger. With any luck, we should have several months of warning time. Now, I've a good reason for going to Earth. That's still top secret. I want to give them a big surprise. I'm proposing a long-range plan to deal with the problem. As a start, I'm suggesting that Space Guard be given an operational responsibility so that it can begin to live up to its name. I'd like to see a couple of fast, powerful ships on permanent patrol, and the Trojan points would be a good place to locate them. They could do valuable research while they were there, and they would be able to go anywhere in the solar system at a moment's notice. That's the story I'm going to tell all the earthworms I meet. Wish me luck.